Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Yeah, I've always said this. Women have a gear that dudes don't have when it comes to this kind of thing right here. That when you find out that your man has been cheating, in a lot of cases we've taken calls from people that said, I've known it for months. I've just held on to it. My husband has no idea I know, and I'm just accumulating facts right now. I already know the attorney, and I'm just holding on to it, and my husband has no idea. We have never taken a call from a guy like that.
That would be impossible.
Impossible.
He couldn't do it.
Well, this one's slightly different because he knows she knows, but she's got to keep it a secret maybe from somebody else.
Okay.
Dear Bird Show, my husband has been cheating on me and we're divorcing. We both come from conservative Christian backgrounds with regard to marriage and fidelity. We each have great relationships with the other's parents, and our parents are also really good friends with each other. They even go to church together. When we announce to them that we're ending things, they're going to want to know why. I still have this instinct to protect him, but I also don't want my parents, his parents, or people at the church to know that I know, all the assuming that I did something wrong. So, should our parents know the reason? Should I force him to tell them? Like, you do it or I will. If we don't give up this info, they'll come up with their own reasons.
Woo! And especially it's Christian backgrounds, you get the church involved, so everybody's going to pressure you guys to stay together. That's for sure, even though your hearts might not be in it. Look, you don't owe anybody anything. They could ask you, like, why are you guys getting divorced? And I think at that point, you say, we're keeping it in the family. I mean,
it's a private affair.
That's it.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Oh, affair. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel obligated to tell anybody anything. That's completely your business. You don't have to tell anyone, and I would keep it simple, just like Bert said. It didn't work out. That's all you need to know.
I mean, I agree, but I can only imagine the people love to gossip. They love to come to their own conclusions. They love to spread rumors. So you decide to bite your tongue on this, and you're like, hey, we're gonna tell everybody we're divorcing, but we're not going to give them any details as to why. And then they're going to start speculating, and then people are going to start saying stuff about you, and that stuff is not true. So you have to, when you go into this, realize it does not matter what other people think or what other people say. If you are strong enough to withstand, because it's, I hate to be like that Debbie Downer, but it's going to happen. People are going to assume and come to their own conclusions with zero information. It happens all the time. So if this goes down and you choose to remain silent, just know you have to be steadfast in your truth and not care what other people think.
So I'm on the side of, like, your business is your business. You're not obligated to give anybody a reason as to why you're getting divorced. But as somebody who's been involved in a lot of these circles with conservative Christian backgrounds, mm-hmm. Divorce is highly, highly frowned upon, except for a couple of different instances. So some of those instances are if your family's in danger, if you're in danger, and adultery is one of them. So if you come from the kind of background where you're like, hey, we're getting divorced, and they're like, no, like, wait a second, we should pray on this. How's your heart? And I think some people would feel in that kind of circumstance where they would feel pressured to stay together to be like, well, we are getting divorced because of this reason. And I think that would help it resonate more with their community and help them be more supportive.
Here's where it's really going to get tough. And I'm going to double down on what Kristen was saying, is that people are going to start talking, right? And the rumors are going to start flying, and a lot of them aren't going to be true at all. How about the rumor that starts that you cheated on him?
And that very likely could happen.
And then you're going to have to swallow that and not say, actually, you guys got it all wrong. He screwed around on me. That's exactly what you're trying to avoid. This is tough. And I know people that have gone through this situation in the church and other church members and their deeply religious family without knowing all of the details. There's so much pressure to stay together that they feel like they are doing the Lord's work by making sure that, hey, you took these vows. You said in front of God that you're going to be with each other. So this is not even an option. Not knowing anything. The pressure is immense in these kind of families.
Yeah, it's coming from a good place. People who want you to stay together because they're like really big on the family unit. And I can understand that to a certain extent. But I've seen actually so much good come from divorce, even in like Christian circles. Like I know a lot of people really fought for their marriage where their guy was cheating, and they had like this big testimony where they worked through it and they were stronger for it, and then it just turns out that that person was not able to change and they were able to find love again. And to me, that's a greater testament to your story. So I think getting divorced in some cases is the right thing, and some people aren't going to understand it. You just got to explain it the best way that you can.
For me, I think the people are going to talk regardless. Even if you do tell your side of the story, it becomes a game of telephone and they're going to spread rumors either way. So if it's me, I'm protecting my peace by being private.
Hey, The Bird Show.